Right now, we head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With us in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, and from the Bayou Vermilion District, Greg Guidros, who is the BBD Recreation and Education Coordinator, and Joe Vidrine, who is the Bayou Operations Technician over there, here to talk about a film that is a part of their monthly series, which is called Les Vues, as well as some of the operations through the Bayou Vermilion District that run very close to what is being encouraged and shown in the film, which will be air tonight at Vermilionville. So, Jesse, let's start off talking about the series and this particular film, and then we'll talk about what you all do at the Bayou Vermilion District that has to do with the subject matter of this film.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Les Vues film series, like you said, and we hold it once a month. It's the last Monday of the month at 6:30 p.m. And basically what I do is I recruit a curator, if you will, for each month. And what they do is they pick a film that's close to their passion. And we've showed numerous films and screened them. And then after the screening, the curator leads a discussion. You know, the audience can participate, ask questions, and it's taken the form of a few different things. And this month, our curator is going to be Emil Osselet, who was previously at Bayou Vermilion District and now works for Wildlife and Fisheries. But the movie that he's going to be showing is called Trashed, and it touches a little bit about the world's trash problem. And it presents it in a very they call it a docu-feature, so it's a little, it goes into a little bit of everything, and Jeremy Irons kind of takes you through the journey of the film.
Mm-hmm. An actor many, many people know for a variety of roles, a very persuasive British actor. So the film touches on problems worldwide, and there seem to be some common threads in the way we trash the planet. And they mention them on the inside of the little DVD envelope there. And I'd like you to mention those, because as we talk with Joe and Greg about what they do on the Bayou Vermilion, we're seeing some of the same things that he's talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of common threads that run through. And I think, you know, most people here are realize this, and it's just kind of, you know, having a way to bring it to their attention. But the first thing is reusable bags as opposed to plastic shopping bags. You know, nowadays you can buy the reusable ones everywhere, and some stores will even give you a discount for it. But this goes a very long way in doing that, because that plastic, you know, they can't recycle it. So now there are some people that have found some clever ways to do some things with it and recycle it. But, you know, and if you don't have a reusable bag, ask for a paper bag. Most of the stores, you know, they won't offer it, but you can always ask for it. The second thing they mention is reusable water bottles, the Nalgene bottles. And we will we'll start carrying some at Bayou Vermilion District in our gift shop shortly. But, you know, those are just really great as opposed to using water bottle after water bottle after water bottle, because it does add up and it has to go somewhere, which this film kind of – that's what it shows is, is the track of trash and actually what happens to it. And the third is something that I feel in Lafayette anyway we do a really great job of, is just to shop locally. You know, utilize your local farmers, local merchants, and, you know, with things like the Harsh Farms, the Harsh Farm Farmers Market that we have out here, and the, all the local shops were really good at supporting the local scene here. So I feel that that's something that we've done. But the other two are really big, water bottles and trash and the plastic bags.
All right. So tonight, the film Trashed will be aired at 6:30 at Vermilionville in the Performance Center.
And it's free.
It's free.
That's the best part.
I think you have popcorn there as well.
Yeah, we have popcorn and drinks, both adult and, I guess, soft. So
okay. And in addition to the curator, Emil Osselet, who is now working for Wildlife and Fisheries and not full-time at Vermilionville, you will have two full-time employees there, Greg Guidros and Joe Vidrine, who work very closely with the Bayou Vermilion and have a great deal of passion for the river and Vermilionville and what you all do there. So I introduced Greg as the Recreation and Education Coordinator. So that's very important to what you all do there. And I guess at the base of that, that means that it's really important that that waterway be very clean. So let's talk about, first of all, for those people who don't know the extent of your activities there, what you all do centered around the Bayou Vermilion. Greg?
So the Bayou Vermilion District, one of our largest endeavors is maintaining a nice, healthy, clean river. Joe and the crew spend lots of time out there. There's lots of trash that comes down from the city. Anything that makes it out of a car window, anything that doesn't get into a trash can, anytime it floods, all that stuff is buoyant, and it floats away. It gets into the ditches. The ditches make it to the coolies get into the Vermilion. And once it gets into Vermilion, we spend lots of time actually removing debris and litter from the river. So removing litter is actually a huge part of our daily task, as well as maintaining log jams or removing log jams, because not only do we have litter that falls into the river, but lots of natural debris as well, and we have to maintain the flow of the river through those bridges. So that becomes a huge part of what we do. And another large part of what we do is education. Educating the people on how we can become better stewards for the river, for our environment, and also providing recreational opportunities. You know, you get out on the river and start floating. It's just a beautiful paddle. It's absolutely phenomenal. Once you get down there and once you start enjoying the river for the beauty and the scenery, you become a little bit more aware, like, oh, it would be so much nicer if this litter wasn't around. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just getting people out there on the bayou, enjoying them, allowing them to enjoy the river, and educating them, because it's kind of a generational thing. You know, a few hundred years ago, 100 years ago, most people in Louisiana were living on small rural farms, you know. We didn't have the trash problem that we have today. Most of the food was grown on the farm, and you could compost it and turn right back into soil. However, as we started moving into cities, we had to package our food so it would preserve longer. And that has become quite a bit of a problem for our cities. So educating people how we can use less trash, using recyclable and reusable plastic bags when we go shopping, and then recycling that after we do accommodate trash or accumulate trash, excuse me. The way I like to look at trash is one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know what I mean? This trash, even though we're done using it for the purpose it was intended, it still has some form of use. You know what I mean? So if we can get it to the recycle bin, then that recycling foundation can get it to the proper industries where it can be created into something that has use again, right? So keeping that potential going, you know, energy can't be created or destroyed, but it does change. So using that potential energy as moves on down the line. So that's a huge part of our educational endeavors is showing people that, yes, maybe we're done with it right now, but this isn't done. We can still use this for something else.
Well, it sounds like you'll have a huge job over there
in what
you're attempting to do. And I want to tell people, too, that both of y'all will be there tonight to talk with anyone who attends the film and would like to talk more either about the film or to just talk about what you do at the Bayou Vermilion District. And Joe Vadrine, you are a Bayou Operations Technician, so you're intimately involved in doing a lot of the things that Greg was talking about. You finished here at UL in Renewable Resources, I believe. So that was something that was very much of a passion for you already, the idea of resources that we have and making sure that we learn how to sustain and renew them. But just physically, tell us about Bayou Vermilion. There's a lot of people who've never been on it. They've crossed over on the bridge, but you've been working on it for a number of months now. Maybe just describe physically what we're talking about here.
Well, just to lead off, it's funny that you say that. A lot of people don't really realize that some people don't realize we have a bayou that runs through our town, and it is such a big part of it. It forms the way that we move around the town, that we have to cross that. But some people just look at it as a drainage ditch or just don't even realize it's there at all. Mm-hmm. So it is an interesting position to be in, being on the bayou all day long and seeing all the different, the uniqueness of it, essentially, like because it is a urban stream that runs into a rural stream, or a rural stream that runs into an urban stream, so you have different people around the bayou, and everyone that lives, you know, in the area that just don't understand or do understand mm-hmm, anyway. Mm-hmm. But you see the urban and the rural part, and we as a 4-man team on the bayou, with Tom Alonso, myself, Chris Holland, and John Oliver, we our day-to-day tasks would be more focused around time of year. This time of year, we don't see quite as much solid waste trash in the bayou because of the fact that there's not as much rain at this time of year, so you don't see as much waste washed out. It takes a lot of water to get it to move all the way to the bayou. So what we're doing right now is we work a lot with the organic debris, which would be a lot of downed trees. So we keep the river very navigable as possible. With big tools and chainsaws, we get to move all that stuff out of the way. And then the other task would be cleaning out of our booms that we have at our five major coulees here in Lafayette Parish. And those collect quite a bit of trash. So.
Well, give people a sense of how wide and deep the Vermilion is.
Not very wide, not very deep.
Okay. Well, it's not the Mississippi.
It's not at all. When you get another big problem that we have with the bayou is that it's not very deep. In a lot of places up north, you get to these bridges that don't run straight through, and they have all these pylons that collect a lot of organic debris and a lot of man-made debris. And also, they slow down the flow of the river. Actually, it's just very sedimented, like on the other, on one side of the river. So it gets very, very shallow, and that collects a lot of organic. So not very deep. Another big problem that we have is bank stabilization because of the fact that there aren't very many bank stabilization techniques being implemented up on the northern parts, the more rural parts, you could say. So we do see a lot of landslides, and that's where we get a lot of the trees in the bayou from. So.
And a lot of the sediment coming down as well. So do you ever do any dredging in the urban areas of the Vermilion? Is that part of your – are you charged
it's,
with
it? It's not part of our day-to-day deal. There has been some things in the works to do some studies and some projects like that, but we don't do anything like that currently.
But it's interesting to hear you talk about it because that strikes me sometimes when I will cross over a bridge over a bayou, either Bayou Vermilion or someplace else, where our sense of landscape is so different than our ancestors, where they were intimately aware of those waterways where you transported goods or people, or they knew them as a part of the landscape, and we don't. As you say, we think of them as either a drainage ditch or something that when it rains, you know, we see it rushing a little more, but we're just not as attuned to them and the way they're so much a part of the Louisiana landscape.
Right, and being on the bayou all day long, you do realize where you are well, we stay in Lafayette Parish, so you do realize where you are, and you can really walk to any major, you know, place in Lafayette from the bayou, and that's how everyone got around before. But right. Now there's roads. You know, it's interesting the way that you say that. So.
Right. And I guess in the same way as many people used to think of the railroads as, you know, their sense of town, but now we don't think of that either. That's not where we're getting off to see our families. So changing, I guess, what modes of transportation change our sense of the landscape. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Jesse Guidry from Vermilionville and from the Bayou Vermilion District, Joe Vadrine, who is the Bayou Operations Technician, one of them, and also Greg Guidros, who is the Recreation and Education Coordinator for the Bayou Vermilion District. They're here to talk about what they do in connection with a film that's being shown tonight at Vermilionville. It's called Trashed, and it was directed by Candida Brady. It's a British film. Jeremy Irons is the host of the program. Now, Joe, you saw the film. How did it affect you?
Well, it's one of these, you know, visually striking in a way, in many ways, because it does show a lot of just pollution in the seas and on land. It's very, very visual in that sense. So it's one of these documentaries that just really makes you think about usage, essentially, of plastic bottles, which I'm drinking out of right now.
I know, and I realized I gave you one. I'm so sorry.
So all these kind of things, you know.
We're going to recycle it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turn into a planner.
Yes.
And it's all over the world. So you see it all over the world. And I personally can relate to it. And anyone that would go on, you know, Louisiana waterways or our waterway here through the Lafayette Parish, you realize how close to home it is. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, as part of your education mission, do you all take groups onto the bayou? Do you give them tours, or are you basically concerned with the cleaning up and the maintaining? How do people actually get out onto the bayou to see some of the things Joe's talking about? Greg?
Well, there is a boat tour that runs through Vermilionville. Mm-hmm. That's available in the fall and the springtime. We kind of don't run it during the summer and winter months in inclement weather. So that is one way to kind of view and get to enjoy and experience the bayou. And another way is once a month we do paddle trails up the Vermilion, guided paddle trails. That's also another way that you can experience the bayou through Vermilionville and the Bayou Vermilion District. And there are numerous public launches where you could actually get access into the river. Those are open to the public. You can dock your boat there and enjoy the water from there. And the Bayou Vermilion District also has canoe launches up and down the bayou where you can actually put in your canoe and float on your own down the bayou and enter and exit at a number of different points along the bayou.
Some people may be wondering what we mean when we say Bayou Vermilion District. How big an area are we talking about? You know, we know Vermilionville as the buildings.
To explain that a little bit better. I mean, I know most people are like Bayou Vermilion District. Vermilionville,
right,
how does that? Essentially, Vermilionville is part of the Bayou Vermilion District. The simplest way to explain it is that the Bayou Vermilion District's mission is one of culture and environment. Right. So whereas Bayou Vermilion District's crew that is out on the river handles the environmental aspect of things, the cultural aspect of things is handled by Vermilionville. So that's kind of how the two interrelate. And as we all know, culture is very much dictated by water. So that's how the two kind of feed into each other.
So Bayou Vermilion District, does that just extend through Lafayette Parish? What are your boundaries?
That's where our jurisdiction is, Lafayette Parish. But it's a little interesting because it has more to do with where the parish lines are drawn on the river, not so much the signs that you see on the side of the road saying entering and leaving Lafayette Parish.
Right.
So for our northbound boundary is almost on by the Cairn Crow line, correct?
It's further up, but
yeah. And then we go, I believe the south side, if you're familiar with the Shell and Limestone plant, we have Southside Park that we manage. It has a canoe and kayak launch there, and I believe that's the southernmost boundary, if I'm correct.
So
we go a little bit further. We go down past Milton Bridge, actually, on the bayou.
So. Okay, so you explore the full length of that area that Jesse's describing right there. You go up and down that area on boats. And I guess I want to ask, Joe, since you've been working there, how has your sense of what we do in Louisiana, how we treat our waterways, is this something you were always aware of, or how has your opinion of that or your understanding of it changed since you've been working there over the past few months?
I've always been, on the water. Mm-hmm. Well, for years of my life, I've enjoyed waterways and hunting and fishing and all this and that. And I see the solid waste problem everywhere. But seeing it every day and actually having to deal with it with my bare hands, essentially, is shocking. And seeing it every day, you do get a little bit numb to the amount of trash and the amount of really kind of crazy things you see in the bayou. But it's still a reality check almost every time you come across just this island of styrofoam cups. It's pretty amazing.
Do you find yourself ever having conversations now? It sounds like you don't actually give tours to people out of Vermilionville, but do you personally find yourself having conversations with people that you didn't before about issues like that?
Absolutely. When people catch wind that I do the work that I do, it becomes a conversation piece, essentially. And it is. It's okay for me to, most people don't want to talk shop outside of shop, but I'm okay with it with this job because it's an awareness thing, essentially, to for one, just to let people know that it is a problem, and two, let them know that the Bayou Vermilion isn't a drainage ditch. It's something that we can all enjoy and something that everyone needs to enjoy a little bit more. So it's a good conversation piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in addition to the trash that you're aware of, I know you're intensely aware of the beauty in the bayou as well. And anyone who's had the pleasure of seeing many of your Facebook postings, you have these gorgeous photographs of animals, creatures, scenes along the bayou. And you really give a sense of that, the potential of what it could be if we maintained it and didn't think of it as a disposal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about the Bayou Vermilion District and the efforts of these people to maintain it, to clean it up, to make it available to all of us. And we're talking about it in connection with a film that is being shown tonight at Vermilionville called Trashed. And it deals with styrofoam cups and plastic water bottles and plastic bags around the world. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of a global problem as well as one that we deal with here locally. Joe Vedrine and Greg Guidros will be there tonight. You can talk with them after seeing the film and talk more about the Bayou Vermilion and the greater problem that we're dealing with in that film also. And I know that Jesse's one of the ways that you can enjoy the Bayou is through a wonderful event that they have planned through Vermilionville in the Bayou Vermilion District, and it's their festival and boat parade. Correct. Maybe you can tell us a bit more about that, Jesse.
Yeah, that's going to be coming up on Sunday, October 20th. And for those that attended last year, it was the first year that we added the parade portion of it. And it was a great success. And so, of course, we're going to do it again this year. And registration for that actually opens on September 1st. So if you go to our website, bayouvermilliondistrict.org, you can sign up your canoe, kayak, boat, or last year we had paddle boards, all kind of crafts. So anything that you can float. We even had a guy that had a boat car. His car was cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So he'll be by there this year as well. But basically, the festival portion is kind of focused on Bayou Vermilion District's efforts, as well as it's very boat centric. So we talk a little bit about the first boats, which are the antique putt-putt boats with the engines, and we have a nice club of guys that come down and show off their boats and their engines and do various demonstrations. We're also going to be doing numerous children's activities and demonstrations that are all related to the bayou. There'll be music throughout the day, of course, you know, canoeing, boat tours. And something that I'm really excited about is we're going to have a panel discussion led by Charles Richard about Louisiana boat building. And I believe he's going to be showing maybe a trailer for they're working on In the Mind of the Maker, which is about a Creole skiff that I believe we have at Vermilionville. So they're doing a documentary about that. So they'll talk a little bit about that and then Louisiana boat building as a whole. So it should be a pretty good panel on a pretty good day. The festival starts at 10 and the parade launches at 3 p.m. and it goes from Vermilionville to Camellia Bridge. And this year, after the parade, we're going to be doing some live music, food and drinks at the Camellia Bridge launch. So we'll have some food trucks out there, some great live music and some drinks so you can kind of relax after your nice long paddle. And, of course, you know, all the proceeds go to benefit the Bayou Vermilion District's efforts on the river.
Now, but you do need to register for that boat parade. You can't just show up that day and hope to get in the flotilla.
I mean, we're not going to turn anybody away, but the benefit of registering and making a donation to the Bayou Vermilion District is that you get a ditty bag filled with some really cool items. And also you get a festival bracelet that will get you discounts on drinks and food at the festival. And another reason to donate is that you will, you perhaps could stand a chance to win a bottle of our specially brewed beer that is going to be crafted by LA31.
Okay. So a really good idea to register ahead of time.
It's a really good idea to register and to donate. Because like I said, all the proceeds go to what these guys do day in and day out and efforts on the river. So it's a great way to, you know, get on the river, see it. And a lot of people that did it for the first time had never been on the river, and it just kind of opened their eyes and they didn't realize that they can, you know, put in essentially in the heart of the city and get out in the heart of the city, paddle for 2 hours and still be in town. So that it's just a really great way to support the Bayou Vermilion District and
have a good time as well. So that is the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade, which will be Sunday, October 20th. What is the deadline for registering?
There's no deadline, It starts on September 1st.
Starts on September 1st. So you can start registering and help out Bayou Vermilion District. My other guests, Greg Guidros and Joe Vedrine, are with the Bayou Vermilion District. Greg is the Recreation and Education Coordinator, so you'll be very busy leading up to that festival, I'm sure, getting educational activities going that everyone can enjoy. And Joe, does that put a lot of pressure on the team to get that waterway really clean before the boat parade?
I suppose to a certain extent. Mostly get all the boats running, and, you know, clean to look good.
But they do an exceptional job year-round with the limited resources that they have and the small crew that they have. But, the bayou just looks amazing.
All right. Well, that might encourage more people to get out there and use it, especially as the weather gets really good. If people would like a little more information about what you all do, I know Vermilionville, Bayou Vermilion District has a great website. Mm-hmm. Do they have photos of some of the things you all do on the river?
We do have some. Yeah. The Facebook page is a really good place. And, Joe posts a lot of photos. I post a lot of photos. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way to see kind of what those guys do day in and day out, both, on the Vermilionville end of things and the Bayou Vermilion District side of things.
It's a good idea to go to that Facebook page, like it, and you can see some great photographs of what they're doing, how they're maintaining and making that waterway available to all of us. Tonight, 6:30, the film Trashed will be shown. It is free and open to everyone. And if you're interested in learning more about the Bayou Vermilion, more about how you can help it clean as a part of our small part of the global issue, you can discuss after the film with Greg and Joe and Emile Ancelet and some others about the Bayou Vermilion District. Well, thanks so much for y'all coming. We look forward to more opportunities to get on the river, and in particular for the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade in October. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.